This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. A leader in Colorado's pandemic response says the state is ready to help eligible people get COVID booster shots. The boosters are for people 65 and older, as well as those at high risk because of their health or profession. COVID cases and hospitalizations continue to be elevated in Colorado, even as they're falling in much of the rest of the U.S. CDOT is short nearly 200 snowplow drivers. Agency spokesman Bob Wilson says job fairs and new pay bonuses have chipped away at the shortage, but CDOT is also preparing to focus its remaining workforce on the most important roads.
We're always going to prioritize like Interstate 70, I-25, the 6th Avenue Freeway, and then other state highways may have to wait a little bit longer until they get served.
Driver pay starts at about $40,000 a year. Colorado will host at least two Winter Olympic qualifiers for skiers and snowboarders who want to compete at next year's games in Beijing. U.S. Ski and Snowboard says the events will take place at Steamboat Ski Resort in Copper Mountain in early December. Athletes will face off in big air, half pipe, and slope style. During the 2018 Winter Games in South Korea, Colorado had more than 30 athletes competing. Ski season has started in the state. Wolf Creek outside of Pagosa Springs opened yesterday. It was the first resort to open this season. A basin opens today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.